WGNS. Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. John, Brian, and Dalton are here to stay. With the Wake Up Crew, it's our favorite place.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a good morning. And if you're out on the road already, please drive carefully. Of course, there's a lot of things going on, but school ain't one of them. Well, there is there are some summer schools going on.
That's true. I don't know if that starts this week or
no,
next.
No, probably it's probably got a week off, I would think.
I think it's 3 weeks in
maybe.
June.
It's 11 days until Flag Day and 12 days until Father's Day. This is episode 1670, and of course, it's Tuesday, and that means it's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco.
Okay.
Wow.
Got an interesting show for you today. One thing, I'm going to talk to you about house buying. And we're also going to talk about hazardous materials later on morning, too.
Hazardous materials?
Hazardous materials, yes. Mm. But we're going to talk a little, we're going to get personal here a little bit. As you know, Dalton's had a daughter. And she's starting to get presents. She's got a lot of presents. And your father came through with a personal, heartwarming gift.
Yes. A personal, heartwarming Lift the Flap book.
Lift the Flap. Okay.
A peek out your window. We're going to do a live little reading here. Can I get some, like, soft music here in the background?
Let's see. Yeah.
Here we go. Peek out your window. My first book of weather. Written by... Dylan Dreyer. Help, I'm Misty the Cloud, and I'm going to learn about the weather. How's the weather outside? What could it be? Let's take a peek out the window and see. Today it's... rainy. Time to splash. Now it's... These flaps are really hard. Stormy. Hear that crash. Take a peek, it's windy. Whoosh, hold tight. Did you see it's snowy? Brr, what a cold day. Look here, it's sunny. Hooray, let's play. Now peek out your window. What will it be? Rainy, stormy, cloudy, windy, sunny or snowy? What do you see? The end.
Okay, I need to write a baby book, because if she's making money off of that, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It does have little pop-ups, so it'll say...
Oh yeah, I didn't show the pictures. But.
Yeah, if it's cloudy, you pull the little tab and it shows under the little flap.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Book of Weather, is that the name of it?
A Peek Out Your Window.
Peek out your window. So it's a weather book.
Mm-hmm. It's a weather book.
Dylan Dreyer wrote it. She's what, NBC weather person?
Today's Show.
Yeah. Got that one from Grandpa One.
Bebop.
Grandpa Kurt. Grandpa Kurt got
a financial
book that he wrote, actually, called A Tale of Two Kitties.
Gosh, all these people writing books.
I should write a children's book.
Maybe I think you should too. I think you should do it too.
I can rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, like a children's book that you're meant to rap over a beat.
So I saw the cover of Kurt's book. Is it about cats?
It's about cats, yeah.
Okay. Are they cat? Is he a cat lover?
Not really. No. He's a dog guy. I think it was because he liked the title A Tale of Two Kitties.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it's probably.
Play on Tale of Two Cities. Yeah, I got
you. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a children's book, but you're supposed to wrap the book. That's what, you know, it rhymes, and it's just like a normal children's book, but you're supposed to wrap it.
Why don't you call it, let's see, you lived with your father. Spank Me Again, Daddy, something like that.
Please don't kill me.
Don't do an internet search of...
I didn't mean to do it. Let's see, there's some other good names. Help me.
It wasn't my fault. Get me out of the bouncer.
I think your first title is already taken.
Which one?
Spank me again, Danny.
Well, it just depends on what your mind is, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
But
mercy, what a day. Now, what a morning it's going
to
be.
You got to admit that title, I mean, that book didn't take her a long time to write. I mean, surely.
I think that's a book that the illustrations are the biggest thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for babies, you know. Yeah. 617, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny again. Highs approach 90. And then Wednesday night, some cloudiness could pass through the area with lows falling back to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home,
shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by at one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Mets won a thriller at Dodger Stadium in 10 innings, 4-3. San Diego in 10 was a 1-0 winner at San Francisco. Minnesota was a 10-4 winner at the A's, who have lost seven straight. Colorado had lost eight in a row, but came back to win at Miami 6-4. Milwaukee won its eighth straight game, 3-2 at Cincinnati. The Angels scored six runs in the top of the first and held on for a 7-6 victory at Boston. And Detroit won again, 13-1 at the White Sox, three homers for Kerry Carpenter. The Tigers' record is now 40-21. At the Women's College World Series semifinals, Texas eliminated Tennessee 2-0. Then Texas Tech beat the four-time defending champs Oklahoma 3-2 on a walk-off sacrifice fly. Number 2 seed Coco Gauff won her fourth-round match at the French Open, but number 3 Jessica Pegula of the U.S. lost. Madison Keys did advance.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, Dalton here with you this morning, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news at mte.com/pluggedin. Well, they do it all. They cover all the media, don't they? I mean, they do a good job of alerting people, you know, teaching them things.
Yeah,
learning.
Amy and Larry.
Who does that podcast? Amy and Larry?
Amy's on. I think Amy hosts.
Oh, wow.
And has different people from the company.
She could be on this show and help us host.
Well, she actually wants to, you know, keep her reputation intact.
Oh, she wants to be a legitimate broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I understand that. Our good neighbor of the day is Dolores Palmer for always being an encouragement and looking out for others. She celebrates a birthday today as well. Dolores Palmer will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And she's a saint for putting up with Dick for all these years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
She's a sweet lady.
Mm-hmm. And
she's always got a comment to post on Rutherford Weather also.
She does. Yep. And
get off the air, or what does she say?
No, it's usually thank you.
Positive? Okay.
If you want to send in and be positive about like a good neighbor of the day, for instance, you can send yours in by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. And don't forget that same number, 615-893-1450. The Slick Pig Barbecue birthday lines are wide open right now, so you can call, text, let us know who's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary here on this June 3.
Well, today is National Egg Day. Go get you an egg, however you like it. Hard-boiled, over-well, runny, scrambled, whatever you like. Go get you an egg.
Then I guess Dots pretzels don't count on Egg Day.
No, Dots pretzels, not an egg. It's a pretzel.
It's got eggs in it.
How big an egg eater are you? Are you a big egg eater?
I go through phases with eggs. Sometimes I really like them, and I'll eat a bunch of them. Sometimes
yeah.
I'm just out, you know.
That's kind of the way I am.
They make everything better, though. You know, like a sausage biscuit, put egg with it. It's better.
They're better with something, actually, than they are by themselves.
I think so.
For sure.
But now you can cook a pretty good, mean egg sandwich. Take the yellow out of it, is what I do, and just fry the white. It makes for a good egg sandwich. I'm not a big yolk guy.
Really? I love the little yolk.
I like the yolk runny. I don't like the yolk like a hard-boiled egg. I don't care for the yolk in that. We've got actors who had hit songs as our song of the day. You're going to like this one, I think, guys. It's Cheryl Ladd from Charlie's Angels. Didn't know she could sing, did you?
I didn't.
Cheryl Ladd, she was a Charlie's Angel. Was in Las Vegas, that TV show. Cheryl Ladd, Think It Over. That's the song of the day. It's 6:24.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Since 1940, Roscoe Brown has not just been about keeping your home at the perfect temperature. We're about ensuring peace of mind with reliable, expert maintenance that keeps your system running smoothly year-round. Why wait for a breakdown when our preventative maintenance can save you time and money? With Roscoe Brown and Carrier, you get more than just a service. You get a commitment to excellence. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown and Carrier and never worry about your HVAC system again. RoscoeBrown.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. A suspect has been named in a shooting that killed two people and injured another over the weekend in Columbia. Murray County authorities say Byron Childers has been arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree murder, first-degree attempted murder, and three counts of aggravated assault, among other charges. He's being held without bond. Authorities responded to the scene at a home over the weekend to the shots fired call and found two victims. A third person was reported injured in an alleged carjacking when Childers fled the scene. More than 120 people are without jobs after Memphis Dairy shut down suddenly late Friday. Prairie Farms Dairy in Midtown says operations have ended at that landmark plant. Illinois-based Prairie Farms says they'll continue to distribute dairy products from centers in Memphis and Jackson. Some employees may be offered positions elsewhere, the company says. The Madison Avenue Dairy has operated under a variety of owners over the years, including Forest Hill and Turner. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
More zebra sightings in Rutherford County as the animal remains on the run following an escape over the weekend. The zebra is said to have escaped Friday just after its new owners obtained it. It has been spotted on security cameras running through neighborhoods and down busy roads. Wildlife officials say it's considered a wild animal and you should not approach it. Will Nutley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're back here on The Wake Up Crew, and drive carefully out there. School is not in, but there's still things going on. And I'm going to tell you, Dalton, I was driving through traffic the other day, and it seems like this is the most heavily trafficked summer that I can remember. I mean, just people everywhere.
It has been busy outside. I don't know if I'm just home at a time of day I'm not usually, but every time I go somewhere, I feel like the streets are packed.
I don't know whether it's because it's rained so much in May and people are, you know, wow, they've been in the house or something, staying in home at some a little bit more, but it's been really, really bad. All right, we're going to talk some finances today, guys. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Can people afford to buy a home in 2025? Well, you know how much you have now. See, I feel like he's on his computer, Dalton. I feel like he's double checking me here.
He's checked out.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. No. What do you have to make an average salary to easily buy a home in 2025? Now, the key word is easily. Just take a guess.
Easily. That's hard because how do you define easily?
I mean, comfortably. You're able to make, you know, easily.
I'm
going to
say a household income of around $200,000.
Okay.
Wow.
You were over what they say here. $114,000 is what the income needs to be.
Okay.
Now, two people together probably can make that much or close to it.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine the quality of house or how large the house would have a lot to do with it as well.
Probably so.
I thought it was a little high, but then I got to thinking about the prices of houses, and I go, well, I guess that's probably not.
You're going to rarely find anything $300,000 or under.
Yeah. And what is your house's value right now? And you do you mind telling me how much you paid for it? Because you've had it for many years.
21 years, I think, somewhere around in there. 105 is what I paid for my house, which is right around 2,000 square feet
and
about an acre.
And it's worth how much now if it was going on the market?
It's like 3.5 at least. Or that's what I get these little offers in the mail for.
Yeah. Without even blinking.
And I think it would probably be more because of the location.
So 300,000 is kind of the low end, I mean,
in terms of.
So yours is like worth $330,000, $340,000?
Somewhere around in there.
That's a good deal in this day and age.
I mean, I get these.
I think you could get more for your money, though.
I get offers, you know.
Yeah.
Here's cash, and we'll pay you this amount. And they're always around that.
Yeah. Well, you could definitely get more money, I think, for it. You've got land.
So
you know, you've got some land and stuff, and you're in town. You're in the country, but in town.
Oh, yeah. I'm not in the city limits, but it's right across the street. I have a feeling eventually that little stretch is going to wind up being commercial because you're going to have two four lanes within
yeah,
you know, half a mile of each
You're
other.
You're going to have another Cherry Lane thing is going to be opening up. Do you think they'll ever zone you city?
I don't know. Very well may. Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys are okay, I guess, to make that deal.
Well,
Dalton's kind of speechless. I don't think I want to get him started on this subject.
Well, it's hard because me and my wife bought a house close to 2 years ago, and I don't know that I would say financially it's easy. Now, we don't make combined $114,000 a year, but it's definitely not easy. We make it work because we wanted to buy a house, but yeah. I wouldn't say it's the most comfortable financial situation.
Well, and the value of your house has probably gone up, and the changes you've made to it on the inside too.
A little bit.
All right. Is it time for Today in History?
I believe it is.
Okay, let's do it.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right. 1939, the Beer Barrel Polka hits number one on the pop single chart.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
In 1946, the first bikini bathing suit is displayed.
Oui, oui.
1964, Rolling Stones begin their first U.S. tour. In 1967, Aretha Franklin's Respect reaches number one.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
And 1985, Larry King Live debuts on CNN, airing each weeknight through December 2010. And Big was directed by Penny Marshall. It premiered in 1988. And in 2014, Dove Cameron releases a single called Count Me In.
Even when you're gonna feel you close, you'll always be the one.
And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, we've got Brandon Brooks with Rewind. Also, good neighbor events are coming up, along with a check of the weather and our first look at traffic. All this and more here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time is 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 3rd, 1972. Jethro Tull at the top of the album chart with Thick as a Brick. This date in 1983, the release of the comedies,
a world-famous brain surgeon,
The Man with Two Brains.
The only time we doctors should accept death is when it's caused by our own incompetence.
Starring Steve Martin and Kathleen Turner.
I've had the top of her head off, but that's as far as it went.
June 3rd, 1988.
I wish I were big.
The release of the Penny Marshall-directed comedy, Big.
I turned into a grown-up, Mom.
Starring Tom Hanks.
I made this wish on a machine, and it turned me into a grown-up.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny again. Highs approach 90. And then Wednesday night, some cloudiness could pass through the area with lows falling back to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Good morning. Looks like it's picked up even more in the last few minutes. 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County right now into Davidson County on 24 westbound. Tri-Build already southbound. 65 over here at Trinity Lane as it increases with that traffic out of Dixon County right now. I-40 passing Highway 46. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
June is busting out all over with WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The 16th annual MTSU Alumni Summer College. There are still a few openings available. Register online or phone 615-898-2922. That's MTSU's 16th annual Alumni Summer College, June 25th through the 27th. Put this on your calendar. The Taste of Rutherford, the annual fundraiser for Main Street Murfreesboro, will be Saturday, July the 19th, 6 until 9 in the evening. Don't miss A Taste of Rutherford. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro for more information. Oh, and this is the 33rd annual Secret Garden Weekend. For information about the Secret Garden events, contact the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring. That's this weekend. Oh, would you like to volunteer at Greenhouse Ministries? They have an orientation meeting to show you what's available. And that's every Thursday morning at 10 at Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Middle Point Landfills, Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Last year we had an amazing year with Longines and Seiko, our watch brands. Longines came out with the Spirit Zulu, Hydro Conquest GMT, and the 39mm Legend Diver that has been selling off the shelves. Come into Bell Jewelers so I can find the watch just for you. Personally, I have the Spirit Zulu and the 39mm Legend Diver, and great watches. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
I don't know why, really. 21 before 7 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are going to talk about hot dogs in the next segment coming up. You guys like hot dogs?
Love a good hot dog.
Thought we were going to talk about Ladybug and Skeeter because they're hot dogs.
No.
They're just dogs.
No, they're pretty hot.
Why would we talk about those?
Why not?
I'm confused. That could be during the 7 o'clock hour. I don't know what he's talking about, really. They're not wiener dogs.
Skeeter is.
Skeeter's part wiener dog.
Part wiener dog. There's a difference.
I saw a dog. There's a dog that lives in my neighborhood, and it's a wiener dog, and it is big. Like, it is really big, or it's at least long like a wiener dog and got the short legs.
Yeah.
But I swear, I mean,
it's a different breed. They make them. There's some that are really big, like heavy, too. That's a full-blown dachshund there. All right, your dad joke. I know it's coming. Go ahead. 14 seconds.
You know my favorite kind of cheese is one you keep for emergencies?
Really?
Yeah, just in queso.
Ooh. I'll give you a 3, and that's generous. 641.
CBS News Brief. The Egyptian national accused of attacking pro-Israeli protesters in Colorado is now facing a federal hate crimes charge. U.S. Acting Attorney Bishop Gruel.
He said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
In Gaza, local officials say at least 27 people were killed in a third day of Israeli strikes on Palestinians trying to get food at an aid distribution site. A former federal prosecutor involved in the January 6th cases is speaking out for the first time since he resigned about President Trump's January 6th pardons. Greg Rosen tells CBS News Scott McFarlane.
It sends a terrible message to the American people that individuals who were duly and appropriately convicted of federal crimes ranging in culpability are immediately let loose without any supervision, without any remorse.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee Supreme Court is now weighing a potentially precedent-setting case that could redefine how counties like Rutherford and DeKalb regulate controversial land uses. Last week, judges heard an oral argument in the Tinsley Properties LLC v. Grundy County case, a legal dispute over 5,000-foot buffer ordinance that restricts quarries and rock crushers near sensitive areas such as homes, churches, and schools. Quarry operator Tinsley Properties contends that the ordinance circumvents Tennessee zoning laws and violates state preemption rules. Grundy County, however, argues that it acted within its authority under the County Powers Act. Specifically, Tennessee Code annotated 5-1-118 to safeguard public health in the absence of a formal zoning plan. The trial previously sided with the county. The case is being closely watched across the state, particularly in DeKalb County, which adopted a similar ordinance in October of 2024. DeKalb County Attorney Hilton Conger has warned local leaders that ruling against Grundy could jeopardize their own regulatory structure. The court has yet to issue a decision. Meanwhile, budget talks in Rutherford County have left public safety personnel voicing frustration. Despite stark wage disparities between county employees and counterparts in cities like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, commissioners opted not to include requested raises for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Public safety leaders have proposed modest increases across positions, but after Mayor Joe Carr and Human Resource Director Sonia Stevenson recommended further study, Commissioner Trey Gooch moved to delay any vote. As a result, the commission unanimously postponed decisions on raises until January of 2026. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS!
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Looking for quick local news? Rutherford Roundup has you covered. In just minutes, we'll bring you the top story shaping Rutherford County. Weekdays, wherever you get your podcast, or online at WGNSradio.com/Rutherford Roundup. Stay informed, stay connected, and I'll talk to you later.
Franklin's Print Works is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Print Works, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Print Works, trusted by the community.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches' weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We promised you we were going to be talking about hot dogs, and we are.
And they called it puppy love.
Oh, hot dogs, hot dogs. I just heard the word dogs. Sorry.
Could have played like hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity, hot diggity, hot. Well, okay. There is. What do you think? What state eats the most hot dogs?
New York.
Well, you guys would be absolutely incorrect.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what's your second guess?
It's got to be a big city, right? Chicago?
Good guess, but then again, you're wrong again. State. Okay, state.
State.
But Alaska. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Alaska's way off. West Virginia.
Mountain Mama?
Eats the most hot dogs per capita. And they're not the largest state by any stretch of the imagination, but they eat the most hot dogs. And they have a unique way of putting it. They use coleslaw and onions and a little type of mustard that's different in West Virginia of some kind.
It's not a Dijon?
I don't think so, but
I got that now, Virginian mustard out yonder.
New York and Texas and Chicago, Illinois, they all have their different types of dogs. And they all put different things on them. There's also a thing where they put a lot of, I think it's Chicago maybe, that puts a lot of vegetables on it, you know, like green peppers and that kind of thing.
Somewhere has one that they put cream cheese and jalapenos on, and it sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. It sounds delicious.
So there is an actual, like, ingredients that you, a West Virginia-style hot dog. And it's got coleslaw.
Right.
And it says just yellow mustard. But they also put, like, a chili on it as well. Grated onions, tomato paste, chili powder.
So it gives it a little kick. Now, it's hard to beat a Rick's Barbecue slaw dog, for sure. I'm going to give a free advertisement here because their coleslaw they put on it, excuse me, has a kick.
It's a mustard slaw, they call it?
Yeah, it's a hot mustard, I think, a little hot mustard in it. Boy, it is to die for. And, of course, they talked about the Chicago dog at the Cubs games. You know, they brag about them. The hot dogs at Dalton's wedding were fabulous.
So the place in Mount Juliet, I don't think the one in Nashville is still open, Corey's Hot Dogs.
No, just Mount Juliet.
But that's how you order them. You'll order the Tennessee hot dog or the West Virginia hot dog or the Chicago dog.
Yeah, is that where I had the cornbread dressing hot dog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And it was surprisingly good, and I thought, I'm just going to do it. And I thought, well, I can get something at the game, but it was really, really good.
It had
last time I went, I got one. I don't remember which state it was, but it had a fried egg on it and bacon bits and a little barbecue sauce, and it was incredible.
You never know till you try something, right?
Yeah.
So if you ever try coconut, you might
like it.
Yeah.
I have tried coconut. I just can't get over the texture. I think it's the texture for me more than the taste.
Okay, pretzel boy. It's time for birthdays today. Let's celebrate a few. It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you. And I want some time for Dalton, since we're in June and July and the hot dog months, to give us a list of the 10 best hot dogs that are out there.
Like brands?
Like brands, yes, sir.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. I'll look it up right now.
While we're on the hot dog subject. All right, some birthdays today. Tony Curtis, 1925. He was an American actor. He was in Some Like It Hot, a great movie star. He is Jamie Lee Curtis's father. By the way, in 1927, Boots Randolph, American saxophonist. That's Jackie Sax, yeah. 1942, Curtis Mayfield, American singer, songwriter, and soul musician. The only game. In 1944, Michael Clark, American rock drummer of the Byrds. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plan, a time to be. And 1950, Denise Williams with Let's Hear It for the Boys. Let's hear it for my baby, you know you gotta understand. That was from Footloose, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, great hit. And Anderson Cooper, born in 1967, and Kelly Jones, 1974, Welsh singer of the Stereophonics. We got some birthdays to discuss today. Some big names on our birthday list today. Ann Jackson has a birthday today. Happy birthday to her.
Ann who?
Ann Jackson. Mm. Delois Palmer, Russell Luna, Goldie Wade has a birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Damon Parker and Papa Joe Carroll all have birthdays.
And we need some more of those, so get them into us, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays.
6:55 is our time, and we're going to take a look at the weather, our final look at the 6 o'clock hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 89 degrees, winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny again. Highs approach 90. And then Wednesday night, some cloudiness could pass through the area with lows falling back to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Good morning. Traffic through the Mount Juliet area really starting to pick up the last few minutes. I-40 going westbound, headed on over into Hermiston. 65 south got a little bit slower at times here at Trinity Lane. It continues to build down 65 through Millersville. Also on 65 north right now, coming up through Franklin, Brentwood, traveling up through Williamson County. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof's leaking a little bit, call Independent Roofing Specialists today. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshot.tn.
Well, Sabrina Carpenter is up to something, and it kind of blew up the internet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's Sabrina from this cryptic video on Instagram of her in the middle of the desert trying to hitch a ride wearing micro shorts. So what does she have planned? Don't know, but the 17-second video has more than 3 million views. And it's about as old-timey gets.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 1930.
But that's the point. The new teaser trailer is out for Downton Abbey, the grand finale. It's the third and final film in the franchise. Of course, all this started 15 years ago with the beloved television series. That's out September 12th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and a very, very shout-out here to Delois Palmer, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for always being an encouragement and looking out for others. She celebrates a birthday today as well. Delois is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, it's super easy to do that. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, or you can head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in there as well. Birthdays are a very similar process. 615-893-1450 is the phone number to get those in, or you can go to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
And we're going to take a look at Taco Tuesday coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Let's talk about hot dogs, and of course we'll have the world famous, what is it? What's it called? What's it
called? Next Food Report.
Yeah, there you go. 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Seeking justice in Boulder.
There were 16 counts of attempted murder in the first degree.
Attack victims recover.
Two people still in the hospital.
Home insurance sticker shock.
It feels like being kicked when you're down.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, authorities are laying out their case against an Egyptian national who faces a string of charges for the fiery attack on a pro-Israel event in Boulder, Colorado. CBS's Jason Allen reports it's been labeled a hate crime.
Mohammed Solomon appeared briefly before a Colorado judge Monday afternoon, facing more than 40 felony charges, including attempted murder. Law enforcement says the 45-year-old ignited Molotov cocktails and threw them at a group of peaceful marchers Sunday, injuring 12 people, some with severe burns, in a targeted attack. According to court documents, the suspect searched for Zionist groups and found the Boulder Run for Their Lives organization, which marches weekly to promote awareness of the Israeli hostages in Gaza.
He said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
The suspect allegedly told investigators he, quote, had to use Molotov cocktails after he was denied the purchase of a gun due to him not being a legal citizen.
Overseas, there's been new deadly violence at a humanitarian checkpoint in Gaza. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
For the third day in a row, chaos at Gaza's Nasser Hospital as those suffering from gunshot wounds were rushed for treatment. Inside, more injured, and the remains of the dead, body bag after body bag. At least 27 Palestinians were killed and over 200 wounded, according to first responders at the scene. We were shocked by the number of injuries, a horrific number, this ambulance driver said. All the injuries were directly to the head and chest, many of them young people who went to get aid from the American Foundation.
The federal prosecutor who oversaw hundreds of Capitol attack cases has resigned and is speaking out to our justice correspondent, Scott McFarlane.
President Trump's clemency for all 1,500-plus Capitol riot defendants, including some who assaulted police officers, still rattles the people who prosecuted the cases.
I was shocked, if not stunned, by the breadth of the pardons.
What kind of message do you think they send?
I think the message that they send is that political violence towards a political goal is acceptable in a modern democratic society.
Greg Rosen, former chief of the Department of Justice's Capitol Siege Division, resigned from the agency this weekend. After the pardons came a purge. FBI agents were scrutinized, and prosecutors who helped secure a 100% conviction rate among Capitol riot defendants were demoted or dismissed.
I think it's ridiculous to see those talented prosecutors be marginalized or removed from office is an affront to the independence of the department.
The Sean Combs sex trafficking trial is now into week number 4. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on what the New York jury is hearing.
A former personal assistant for Sean Diddy Combs returned to the stand after accusing the rap mogul of physical abuse and sexual assault. Testifying under the pseudonym Mia to protect her privacy, she alleges that Combs groped and raped her. She told the jury she didn't speak up because she, quote, would have been silenced and would have lost everything. On cross-examination, defense attorney Brian Steele tried to undermine Mia's account, insinuating she lied about the abuse and was after Combs's money.
Now to Italy, CBS's Chris Livesay has the latest on the strongest eruption in years at Mount Etna.
Mount Etna has roared back to life, sending a towering column of ash into the Sicilian sky and panic below. The ash plume reached more than 21,000 feet in the air. It's Etna's strongest eruption since early 2021, reminding scientists that it's the most active volcano in Europe.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A construction project on one of Newark Airport's three main runways wrapped up nearly 2 weeks early. The FAA expects to begin easing flight limits next week, but the airport still faces a shortage of air traffic controllers. In the wake of the destructive Southern California wildfires, many homeowners are still waiting for insurance checks and dealing with hikes in premiums. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Kelsey Zemet's Altadena home is still standing, but she, her husband, and two daughters have yet to return to it since escaping the Eaton fire nearly 5 months ago.
It's not safe to be here. There's no timeline of return.
Zemet has been a State Farm customer for over 14 years, never missing a payment. But she's still waiting for the company to pay her what she says she's covered for, including testing and alternative housing.
We personally are out of pocket about $119,000. We've maybe recovered about $60,000 from State Farm.
And now her rate is going up. Starting this month, all renewing California homeowner policies under State Farm will increase by 17%. More than 1 million policyholders will be impacted over the next year.
It may be too early to tell the fallout from the 2023 Supreme Court ruling that says colleges can no longer consider race in the admissions process. A CBS News analysis of enrollment records finds the share of minority students among schools that changed policies dropped slightly.
2 percentage points is not a huge change, but this is only 1 year of data. Basically, signs of a possible trend.
CBS News digital journalist Grace Manthe says the drop in diversity was a bit sharper at more elite colleges and universities. Police in San Antonio are investigating the fatal shooting of actor Jonathan Joss, best known for his voice work on the animated comedy King of the Hill.
Peggy, just dropping off a new healing herb for Nancy to help with her migraines.
Joss's husband says a man yelling homophobic slurs opened fire on them. A suspect is under arrest. The couple's home was damaged by a fire back in January. Joss was 59 years old. There's a new study on coffee. Women who drank 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee a day in their 50s were more likely to reach older age free from chronic diseases, with good cognitive, physical, and mental health. That's according to research that tracked nearly 50,000 women for 30 years. No similar links were found for tea or decaf drinkers. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here. And this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees.
Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear, lows drop to 69. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny again, highs approach 90. And then Wednesday night, some cloudiness could pass through the area with lows falling back to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Starting to build a little bit more and trying to get through the Mount Juliet area right now on I-40 as you head on over into Hermitage, leaving Wilson County towards Nashville. I see some volume developing westbound on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville. As that traffic leaves Sumner County right now, headed towards Davidson County. A little bit crowded already, 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night. It's a lot of fun. Check it out tomorrow night. Online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. Waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Everybody's smiling.
You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Good Tuesday morning. It is June the 3rd, episode 1670 of the Wake Up Crew, and just a few days until Flag Day if you're celebrating. That's 11, as a matter of fact. 12 days until Father's Day. It's a Taco Tuesday as well. The gang's all here. John's here. I'm here. I'm Brian. And Rufus is joining us, too.
Here we go. I was wondering how long it would take him.
Well, I put this on because, you know, we've been talking about hot dogs. So now I'm a dog.
Well, you know, you ought to just leave it like that. That's pretty cool. I kind of like it.
This is the whole show.
Yeah. Can you laugh? Do you laugh? Does your mouth move and then laugh? Yeah. He's a dog, if anybody's wondering, on the screen.
Yeah. I haven't noticed much difference, though.
Oh.
Well, yes, there is a big difference. His collar's bigger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
I like the way he laughs. When the dog laughs. Oh, yeah. A little smile there. Okay, go on. We got to ignore it. Just go on. I mean, it is pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about hot dogs coming up in a few.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
And these are the brands of hot dogs?
Yes, brands. These are like store-bought brands. You cook them yourself.
Okay.
No offense to anybody, but, you know, we want to make that clear. But and it's not our list. It's somebody else's list. And Slim's going to tell us all about them here in a minute.
Yes, sir, I am coming up here in a few minutes at 7:22.
Well...
Why is your mustache blue, by the way? I just want to... Is it gray? It's supposed to be gray?
It's supposed to be gray, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, the two of you choose. Well, let me do the song of the day first. Song of the day. This is... we're looking at actors who've had hit songs. This is from Cheryl Ladd, and it happened in 1978 with her, and I think it was during the time that she was one of Charlie's Angels.
That's correct. I'll tell you an interesting side note to that. About maybe 5 years ago, she did a movie. She's older now, you know, right. She's about 70. And she sang, she was like a Loretta Lynn of the rodeo circuit or something. Oh. And she had hit records, but her granddaughter was trying to learn how to get into the business, and so they sang together. So she's a legitimate, she's a legit singer.
Well, that hit number 34 on the charts back in 1978. Choices for the two of you. Would you like to talk about restaurants
that are in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County for a date night, or the most popular hot dog ingredients?
Let's stick with the hot dog theme. Let's do hot dog ingredients.
Okay. So this was a survey in 2021 by Beef Magazine.
I don't know if I want to know what's in a hot dog.
Not
I think
in,
it's like
topping. What do you want on it?
Oh, toppings.
The,
okay.
The most popular things to put on a hot dog. What do you think the most popular thing to put on a hot dog is?
Well, I'm going to say mustard.
Did you say mustard too, Dalton?
I did.
Mustard comes in at 68%. 68% of Americans who eat hot dogs report they put mustard on it. Number two.
Ketchup.
Okay.
Gotta be.
Gotta be ketchup.
Number three's gotta be relish.
Well, ketchup is number two at 61%. So that leaves only 7% who don't put mustard and ketchup, which is what I would do, mustard and ketchup. You think number three is relish, you said, Dalton?
I do. I'm confident in that answer.
What about you?
Gotta be.
You think? Well, according to this 2021 survey by Beef Magazine, relish was number four.
Oh, my.
Onions were number three.
Onions were number three. 44% put onions, 41% relish.
I forget that's a big thing up north. They like onions on their hot dogs. We don't do that as much down here.
No. Down here in the South, we don't fool with no onions much.
We can't afford onions down here. We're all crop farmers and stuff.
You get some of them Vidalia onions, they're really expensive.
I like them pink onions, whatever they're called.
Them pink onions are good. They sure are.
I think they call them shallots or something.
I believe you're right, Cousin Jesse.
So,
one, two, three, four. What's number five on the list?
Oh, okay. Relish.
No, relish was four.
Relish was four.
Number five. Hold on. Don't. Coleslaw.
Mm. Interesting choice.
Barbecue? Or no, chili.
Chili. Yeah.
Chili is it.
That's it. Yep. Chili dog.
Chili number five. 30% have a chili dog. Now, people will maybe put even all of that stuff on it and chili.
Now, I'll have to be honest. I don't like chili dogs. I don't like a chili on my hot dog. I think it takes the flavor away from the dog. I really do.
Now, I will cut up a hot dog and put it in my chili.
Right.
But I don't want to eat it on a bun.
Right. Right.
Makes it a little messy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Following close behind chili at number six. Any guesses?
Barbecue sauce?
No. So we've got mustard, ketchup.
Yet?
We've got mustard, ketchup, onions, relish, chili, and
slaw is what I'm thinking.
What about chili and what?
Cheese.
Chili and cheese. So cheese comes in for those who like chili. They put cheese on it. Chili and cheese.
I'd rather have thing coleslaw. I've already said it once.
That is a very much a Southern thing. Coleslaw and bacon.
Don't you think I sound like I'm Southern?
Yeah. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. Coming in at number seven.
Ooh.
Think German.
Oh, potato salad.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very popular.
And number...
But now I don't think of that on a bun. I think of that as wieners and sauerkraut, you know, like mixed as a, you know.
Mayonnaise comes in at number eight.
Yeah.
And we'll say for a little later some of the maybe common things that you might find in certain geographic areas. But right now it's sports time.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Mets won a thriller at Dodger Stadium in 10 innings, 4-3. San Diego in 10 was a 1-0 winner at San Francisco. Minnesota was a 10-4 winner at the A's, who have lost seven straight. Colorado had lost eight in a row, but came back to win at Miami 6-4. Milwaukee won its eighth straight game, 3-2 at Cincinnati. The Angels scored six runs in the top of the first and held on for a 7-6 victory at Boston. And Detroit won again, 13-1 at the White White Sox, 3 homers for Kerry Carpenter. The Tigers' record is now 40-21. At the Women's College World Series semifinals, Texas eliminated Tennessee 2-0. Then Texas Tech beat the 4-time defending champs Oklahoma 3-2 on a walk-off sacrifice fly. Number 2 seed Coco Gauff won her 4th-round match at the French Open, but number 3 Jessica Pegula of the U.S. lost. Madison Keys did advance.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
The Women's Club of Murfreesboro does so much to preserve the history of this community. A special thank you to Sandra Hawkins, who volunteers much of her time documenting local history. She also serves on the board, is a past president, and is always helping with different committees. Thank you, Sandra Hawkins. And right now, the Women's Club of Murfreesboro is preserving their historic downtown home.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations. 860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time 7:22, Wake Up Crew for Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Should have played this earlier, you know, when we were talking about hot dog ingredients. But right now we're going to talk about the best hot dog brands.
Yes, this is a top 10 list according to foodrepublic.com. They went and just visited a bunch of stores, bought hot dog brands, and grilled them up and tried them.
Okay.
Coming in at the bottom of the list at number 10 is a turkey hot dog. Genie O Turkey Franks came in at the bottom of the list.
As it should.
You know, they have no snap. They're rather dry, with the exception of their physical appearance. I'm not sure I'd even call them hot dogs. A processed turkey link would have been more apt description for what you get. That's where they ranked. Genie O's Turkey Franks. Next on the list, a very cheap brand, Bar S Classic Jumbo Franks. Made of separated chicken, water, corn syrup, salt, and pork, their classic Jumbo Frank is forgettable. For one thing, it's not particularly jumbo, coming in as maybe the third largest in our hot dog list. They make several other hot dog variants, including beef, turkey, and chicken. If you're in a bind and you need to snag a package of Bar S, try one of those, because the classic Jumbo Franks are best left on the shelf. I have fished with those. They'll catch a catfish, but they are not tasty hot dogs.
I don't know if that's a real, you know, positive thing.
I think that's, you get those at Dollar General, I'm pretty sure. Those Bar S.
Okay.
Are those the ones that are red? And they look red in the package. There's some of those cheaper off brands that look red in the package, and they don't even look appetizing.
I used to love those red colored ones. Love them as a kid. I thought they tasted better. They put the dye out of them, though, because I think they were bad for you.
So. Probably had that red 40 in it.
Yeah. Vienna Beef Jumbo Beef Franks comes in at number 8. Might come as a shock, but beef is the first ingredient in these hot dogs, followed by water, salt, sugar, mustard flavors, and colorings, as well as garlic juice, sodium, and sodium nitrate. They're slimy straight out of the package. Most hot dogs are packaged in water to keep them moist, but Vienna Beef Franks are coated in a gooey white substance. I don't know what it is, and I can't say I noticed it on the cooked dog, but it's an unsettling beginning to what I'd hoped would be a harmonious relationship. The casing on these hot dogs is too thick, and then rather than providing a snap, it's very chewy. The flavor is fine, but a tad salty, but I couldn't get past the fact that I spent more time chewing the casing than enjoying the hot dog. That's number 8, Vienna Beef. Number 7, it's a very popular brand. We're now getting into some more well-known stuff. Ballpark bun-sized Franks.
Ooh, these dogs, that low? Okay.
It's that low. They fall into the category of fine but not memorable. The inner texture is almost silky smooth, and the casing is there only to contain what's inside, not to add or detract from the experience one way or another. They're not too salty or not too bland. If someone handed me a ballpark Frank, I wouldn't complain, but I also wouldn't go out of my way to grab seconds. Next on our list, what I think is criminally low on this, is Nathan's Beef Franks. Oh. Despite an underwhelming snap, the flavors are solid, making Nathan's respectable but unexciting. Visually, they're almost identical to the Oscar Mayer wieners, putting them on the smaller side of the hot dog hierarchy, which I will agree on Nathan's. They are kind of small.
The bun length are for sure.
Yeah, they're thin. They're real thin hot dogs.
I like a Nathan hot dog.
I do too.
I do too. Yeah. Sugardale hot dogs is next on the list. Inside is a smooth texture, mechanically separated meat. It's hard to miss. A blend of soft tissue with a paste-like consistency in cake batter form. That's what it says. But it made number 5 on the list. Number 4, Oscar Mayer Classic Wieners. Maybe it's because they were their first foray into hot dogs, this person says, or perhaps the brand has really nailed the true essence of a hot dog. Regardless of how it goes from there, the Oscar Mayer Classic Wiener is the epitome of a hot dog. However, it's not the most flavorful, juiciest, or substantial. So while I respect it as a classic, there are better options.
I'd like to have an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah.
It's the only one for me.
Okay.
So that person's argument was that is a hot dog. Like, what a hot dog is supposed to taste like is the Oscar Mayer.
Right.
Hebrew National Bun Length Beef Franks came in next. It is kosher, so it's butchered in accordance with Jewish dietary law. Only certain cuts of meats are allowed to be used, which in the case of cattle comes from the front half of the animal. Hebrew National 100% kosher is key. The result is a juicy hot dog that lands in their top 3. Number 2, Ambassador Old Fashioned Wieners, which is a brand I have not heard of, but they said it's very, very flavorful, like a kielbasa more than a traditional hot dog. And then number 1 on the list, and this is surprising, but I've had them and they're very, very good, is Kirkland Beef Dinner Franks. So those are the
Costco brand.
Costco brand of hot dogs. They're made of beef, water, salt, and spices. Very simple in their thing, but they're very large, and they're just a good hot dog, according to this list.
What they serve in their little market up front.
Yes, those, but you can also buy a package of them.
Uh-huh, yeah, you can. Yeah. So, but that's the ones that they serve there. So, interesting. Really thought Nathan's would have been higher.
Yeah.
I do like an all-beef hot dog a lot better, though, myself.
The Kirkland's hot dogs remind me of Nathan's, but bigger.
Yeah, well, maybe go get you some. It's 7:28, more Taco Tuesday coming up.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do, to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30, Tuesday morning, continuing with Taco Tuesday in a few. We're going to get you updated on news, traffic, and weather, though, here on The Wake Up Crew.
And special local birthdays today: Ann Jackson, Delois Palmer, Russell Luna, Goldie Wade, Damon Parker, and Paige Joe, Papa Joe Carroll. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And we need some more names. Get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig. That's the price. So get them in now.
Yeah. Shouldn't Ann stop celebrating birthdays at this point?
Whoa.
Officers of John Day on your side. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
So we're going to continue a little bit of the hot dog theme coming up, and your snack food report all straight ahead.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny again. Highs approach 90. And then Wednesday night, some cloudiness could pass through the area with lows falling back to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Good morning. Still a bit heavy. 24 westbound at times up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It seems to have picked up quite a bit down I-40 around Highway 109 there in Wilson County. All that traffic leaving Lebanon headed towards Davidson County as it gets heavier. 24 east right there at the Jolton exit at Whites Creek Pike. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now that roof is leaking a bit, call Independent Roofing Specialists today. These guys are the best. I wouldn't talk about them if they weren't. Call 615-647-9007, Independent Roofing Specialists. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
South of Murfreesboro in Shelbyville, the police department there is issuing a public warning about a new text message scam that's targeting residents in the area. This scam, it attempts to trick cell phone users into clicking a malicious link by claiming that their bank account may be at risk. The fraudulent message in this case urges recipients to review recent transactions in order to avoid account closure. Then it directs them to wilsonandbutler.com, a domain that quickly redirects the user to matrady.info, a suspicious site designed to steal sensitive and personal and financial information by those who fall for it. Don't fall for the scam. A criminal case that began with an investigation by the TBI has come to a close with the sentencing of a former guidance counselor from Siegel Middle School in Murfreesboro. Daniel Odell Gregory, age 50, was sentenced earlier this year in Coffee County Circuit Court to 4 years in jail after pleading guilty to 11 counts of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. The case against Gregory originated in October of 2023 when agents from the TBI Internet Crimes Against Children Unit, working alongside deputies from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and Coffee County Sheriff's Department, arrested him after identifying him as the user of an online account that distributed child sexual abuse material. The investigation traced explicit material being shared through an internet website to Gregory, leading to his arrest and initial booking into the Coffee County Jail way back in 2023. Now, at the time of his arrest, Gregory was employed as a guidance counselor at Siegel Middle School, part of the Rutherford County school system. Gregory entered a guilty plea earlier this year. For WGNS News, I'm Kincaid Wilson.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, China hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35, and we're back here on a Tuesday morning on this third day of June, and it's more Taco Tuesday. Snack food report right straight ahead here for you. But we were talking about ingredients on hot dogs. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little special Taco Tuesday. Hot dogs across America. Of course, hot dogs are very popular at ballparks. And so what can you find on hot dogs in areas like New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Kansas City, Fenway Park, all that kind of thing. But some of the most popular ingredients, we talked about mustard, ketchup, relish, onions. Tomato sauce is one. Cheese sauce is one. But here, the other toppings, jalapenos. Do you like jalapenos on a hot dog?
Uh-huh. I do.
Okay. Grated cheese.
I would prefer shredded cheese on a hot dog to cheese sauce. Yeah.
I'm not a big cheese sauce fan myself anyway.
It's just messy for no reason. It doesn't, it just adds messiness when it doesn't need to.
John, your coleslaw is on this list. These are kind of alternative things to put on a hot dog. I think that's more of a Southern thing. Coleslaw plus bacon. I think bacon is a Southern thing too, but bacon makes everything better.
It depends on the coleslaw. I mean, that's the only thing about it, because you can get some bad coleslaw and it doesn't add anything to it. But if it's really good and tangy, I kind of go for it.
Do you like a vinegar-based coleslaw
better? Yeah, probably. On a hot dog, I don't know if I necessarily like it. Yeah. You know.
The mustard slaw at Rick's, man, can't beat that.
It goes good because there's mustard in it, isn't it?
Yeah. Here, the final thing, and I don't know that I've seen this, but I guess it's maybe a regional thing, and the two of you like these, olives. Have you ever had olives on a hot dog?
No, but I would like them.
I would like. They might get too salty.
A little strong.
Olives are pretty salty.
The flavor's a little strong, and I'm afraid it would take away from the hot dog itself.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
There's an olive spread that they put on the muffalata or whatever. So I guess it's just chopped up. Olives, but anyway,
it is. You can get a muffaletta from
Jason's Deli.
Jason's Deli, it's very good.
Yeah. Okay, snack food time.
Now it's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
First on our snack food report, Eggo Waffles is getting into the ice cream sandwich game. They have a blueberry and chocolate chip flavor Eggo Waffle ice cream sandwich you can pick up in the frozen food aisle. Trolley, the little gummy worms, sour gummy worms, have a new Mountain Dew flavor worm in both original Mountain Dew, citrus cherry, and citrus blue raspberry coming soon there. Nutty Buddy. Little Debbie, Nutty Buddy, snack food cakes you can pick up at the store now. Those are available. Mike and Ike's Cotton Candy is making a comeback, as well as Mike and Ike Root Beer Float. You can get both of those. If you're a fan of Keebler Fudge Stripes but want a non-chocolate flavor, you can get those in a strong berry. That's a tie-in with the Superman movie. You can pick those up. Kinder Surprise Eggs have a new Kinder Chocolate Bar in a crispy flavor. Wendy's has a new chicken sandwich, a Cajun Crunch chicken sandwich, as well as a Tangerine Twist lemonade. You can pick up both of those at Wendy's coming soon. Several new Lay's flavors, bacon grilled cheese, Valentina and lime, Korean style fried chicken, all available now. Oreo has a double stuffed marshmallow flavor, so the cream inside the Oreo is like a marshmallow fluff instead of their normal Oreo cream.
Interesting.
You can pick that up. Wendy's has brought back their buckets. You can get a bucket of fries and a nugget bucket from Wendy's. Skippy has, like the peanut butter brand, Skippy has new peanut butter wafer bars with banana and strawberry jelly and a little snack bar you can pick up, Skippy. The More Potato Chips from Lay's has a new Country Smokehouse Barbecue. They have a new Rockin' Buffalo flavor, as well as a Poppin' Sweet Lime and Sea Salt that you can pick up as well. Those are their three new flavors for Lay's Fest. Skittles, Citrus, you can pick those up at the store soon. Doritos has several new flavors, including guacamole, twisted lime, Jumpin' Jack cheese, and ultimate cheddar Doritos that you can pick up at store soon. And Ragu, the tomato sauce, is in the frozen pizza game now with a line of frozen pizzas, supreme, pepperoni, and combination and cheese. You can pick all of those up at the store soon.
Coming up on 740, we're wrapping up things here in a moment.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap things up here this morning on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, MTE's EV Ready program offers $50 in bill credits for home EV charging setup. You can find out more at driveev.com. Delois Palmer, today's good neighbor of the day, for always being an encouragement and looking out for others, celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Miss Palmer. Receiving flowers as well from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. News Radio, WGNS. Today's good neighbor, Delois Palmer. You can get in on the good neighbor game. Send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. A couple of the easiest ways to get them in. I mean, mail, fine. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. If you have a passenger pigeon service, well, however you can get them here at the Big G, we'll take them and make them the good neighbor of the day coming up soon.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Which joke did I do? Oh, you know my favorite kind of cheese is one that you can keep for emergencies.
Really?
Yeah, I keep it just in queso.
Replay.
I had trouble finding it. He should have just not found it. Your jokes are amazing.
You rated that one very high for what I thought that joke
was.
What did
you think, Dalton?
Personally,
I respect your decisions.
Personally, I'd give that joke a one.
Beep.
A one?
Personally, yeah.
I beeped him out.
I was not a fan of that joke.
Well, I got to see him. Well, you saw his facial expressions while he was doing the joke.
Didn't
help.
Yes, didn't help.
It made it worse, I think.
It made it worse.
What have we learned today?
Well, we learned a lot about the hot dog.
We're going to learn more tomorrow.
Really?
I'm on a hot dog kick, man.
That's really all we talked about was hot dogs.
We talked about the top brands. We talked about what goes on one. I started off with the hot dog, about what state has eats the most hot dogs. It was West Virginia.
It's true.
And they have a particular way that they do it.
Yeah.
Then that led me to, apparently you can, whatever ballpark you go to, Major League Ballpark, that has the flavor of that region. So that's what I was going to look at tomorrow. I did find something very interesting, though. We talked about all beef hot dogs and what hot dogs have in it. You know, there are certain areas. Alaska's weird because they have reindeer hot dogs.
Ooh.
From reindeer meat.
Hmm.
Okay. I think they eat a lot of reindeer meat up in Alaska. Mm-hmm.
But if you mix it up with a lot of sodium nitrate and
all
other kind
nothing.
Of junk, it probably doesn't matter.
In Alaska, it's either reindeer hot dogs or caribou hot dogs.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well, caribou and reindeer are the same thing, aren't they?
I don't think.
You know, when you talk about baseball, ballpark hot dogs, I'm always seems a little disappointed in the, number one, the price you pay for it.
$15.
And then you get it and you go, it really wasn't the experience I was hoping it would be. I usually have to get a bag of peanuts at the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
You know, where I'm never disappointed to get a hot dog is a gas station.
Never?
No, they're a gas station hot dog.
The ones that roll on
the
rotisserie thing?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They are so good. Sometimes the bun's a little stale, but if you can get over that, it's a delicious hot dog.
I may go buy one today.
This New York hot dog's looking pretty good. Well, I'm kind of wanting a hot dog, too.
Yeah.